is unconstitutional to ban an entire class of weapons, one that the public find most useful for self-defense.
Hi, I'm Tim Cavanaugh for Reason TV. We're here with Charles Nichols, president of California Right to Carry and a writer in Redondo Beach. He has recently filed the first lawsuit against the state of California, which recently passed a ban on open carry. Could you tell us a little bit about open carry, just for people who might not know what we're talking about, what we're discussing?
It's really quite simple. When you're going to carry a handgun, there's really only two manners of carry. You're either going to carry it openly in a belt holster, or, you know, rifle or shotgun in a sling, or you're going to carry a handgun concealed.
The situation that we had prior to this new law, which started at the beginning of 2012, was that California did allow open carry in the sense that you could wear your gun openly, but it had to be unloaded?
It has always been legal to openly carry a loaded handgun in the state of California. California enacted the 1967 law, required that the ammunition be kept separate from the firearm.
And the new law says that even if the weapon is unloaded, you cannot wear it on your hip.
That is correct. It applies to handguns. It applies to every incorporated city. You cannot carry a handgun, loaded or unloaded, openly in public places. You have to remember, California is a very broad definition of public place. Your front yard is a public place in California. Your backyard is a public place. Your driveway is a public place, unless it is completely enclosed by a fence tall enough to keep the public out.
Can you compare the carry situation in California? What are you allowed and not allowed to do in California as opposed to, how does it compare with other states?
California is kind of unique in that we find ourselves once again in a 19th century case where the state has banned handguns. In my lawsuit, we're going to have the same argument that was held in the California Supreme Court in 1924, same argument that was identical symmetry argument that was brought up in the Heller decision in 2008. You know, it is unconstitutional to ban an entire class of weapons, one that the public find most useful for self-defense. California's banned the carry of handguns. Not constitutional under California or federal law.
What is the nature of your challenge? What's your suit say?
I'm seeking an injunction against the law enacted in 1967, which made it a crime to openly carry a loaded firearm in incorporated cities. If I were openly carrying a loaded handgun or unloaded, merely for the purpose of self-defense, never took it out of the holster, I would risk up to a year in jail, $1,000 fine, and if my handgun was not registered with the dealer record of sale registry, it's a felony. So I'm seeking an injunction against that 1967 law.
Okay, what does that have to do? What does the injunction you're seeking have to do with the law that was recently passed banning?
It would render it irrelevant.
The California politician who led the charge on the new law,
Portantino.
Yes. It told us that this is really about if I'm going to get a cup of coffee or a burger or something and I see somebody with a gun, I'll be disturbed, and my right not to be disturbed is important too.
Unfortunately for Mr. Portantino, who is a former art director for a long time ago for the television show Grizzly Adams, he really should have cracked open a law book before he wrote this bill. Aesthetics is not grounds to ban anything, even under what's known as rational review. I mean, because you don't like the look of something is not a basis to uphold a law.
Is anyone challenging this new law on that basis?
I'm the only one who's challenging. I'm the only one who will challenge. Both the National Rifle Association and the Second Amendment Foundation are opposed to open carry. There are a handful of states, particularly southern states, five of them, southern states, which still have their old slave code, which became black codes after the Civil War, prohibiting openly carried firearms. There were four efforts to repeal those laws in Florida, Arkansas, Texas, and Oklahoma. The NRA opposed all of them. killed every one of them.
What's the logic that governs bans or regulation of concealed carry and open carry? Is open carry considered more of a threat to the public or concealed carry?
Under the
law, logically, it would seem like concealed carry would be more of a threat because somebody could be hiding a gun and you don't know it.
That is the conclusion of the California courts, that concealed carry, unlike open carry, presents a threat to public safety because a person doesn't know if another person is armed. That's why they require permits. So the wonderful thing about the chances of my injunction being successful, because not only do I have the Heller decision, I have California case law going all the way back to 1891, where the courts have said that open carry is the lawful manner of carry in this state. And oh, by the way, you can't ban handguns from being openly carried. And it is concealed carry, which is the public safety hazard, not open carry.
What is the name of your suit? Where can people find it?
It's Nichols v. Edmund G. Brown Jr. et al. You can go to the California Right to Carry.org website.
Thanks very much, Charles Nichols.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining us. For Reason TV, I'm Tim Cavanaugh.